You're listening to SBS News.
The arrival of severe bushfires in the first week of November for both Queensland and New South Wales has heightened the public's awareness about the need to stay safe. Bushfire expert Dr. Paul Reid from Monash University says the fires in New South Wales this month are unprecedented because of the early seasonal timing.
They're roughly half the size as Australia's worst fire in 1939. But if it continues to burn, and it most likely will, given that we're not even into summer yet, then we have a real fear for the lives and safety.
Listening to updates from authorities and seeking out up-to-date information is crucial to inform decisions and know if the emergency situation is changing. Over the weekend, the Victorian government launched its advertising campaign to alert everyone to the importance of planning and preparing for a long, hot fire season.
Bushfire survivors. We know fire. We've experienced the worst conditions imaginable. No! We know how devastating and unpredictable fire can be. And we know how important it is to plan and prepare for fire.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says everyone should listen to the expert advice.
This campaign is all about reminding people that fire is very real, very real indeed. And whether it be radiant heat that can take your life from 300 metres away, or ember attack that can come from 40 kilometres away, the need for a plan, the need to be aware of your circumstances, the need to take action is absolutely paramount.
The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says there are four simple steps to being prepared. Discuss as a family what you would do if a bushfire threatens your home. Prepare your home, for instance, by keeping your grass cut and having a cleared area around the building. Know the bushfire alert levels, and if there is a fire nearby, listen to local radio or check out the local fire service website. And finally, you should keep all the bushfire information, phone numbers, websites and the smartphone app to hand. But at a Sydney shopping centre, it seems some Australians have put more thought into their bushfire planning than others.
Always thought about it, but never got around to doing it. Yeah. It's just one of those things. My mate was caught in that old bar one just over the weekend, so yeah. Gets me thinking a little bit. So yeah, maybe I should.
Clean our gutters and everything, like when it comes to autumn and all that, we do that part of the thing. You got to watch out for your neighbours as well, just to see if there's any dried leaves or anything. That could be a ignition to the fire and everything, so got to keep an eye on it. So just watching out for each other, I think. That's the main thing.
Queensland's fire service is telling people in that state to follow their bushfire plan. The other advice is to close windows to reduce smoke and drive carefully if visibility is compromised. The service says it's also useful to inform family and friends about your whereabouts and movements. The advice for days like Tuesday, where there is a catastrophic fire danger for Greater Sydney and the Greater Hunter region, is to avoid fire-prone areas and travel to safer towns. Dr. Reid is predicting it'll be a tough summer ahead for fire crews.
I think it would be eminently sensible for the Prime Minister to, as he is doing, consider using the military to support the firefighters. And I think it's not just at the front line of defence supporting the firefighters, but it's also going to be in terms of evacuation and other emergency services and making sure that people are fed and watered and protected.
Those facing an emergency who are unable to leave should identify a safe place nearby, which could be a local gathering location known as a neighbourhood safer place. A total fire ban has been declared on Tuesday in New South Wales. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.